This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Petra Morales. First name is Petra, P-E-T-R-A, last name is Morales, M-O-R-A-L-E-S, Morales, date of birth 10-30-1961. This letter is being written to Dr. Alfredo Ramirez. First name is Alfredo, A-L-F-R-E-D-O, last name is Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z. Address 2820 Elm Rock Avenue, Suite 20, San Jose, California, 95127. Telephone number 408-729-2900. Fax number 408-254-9090. Dear Dr. Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, thank you for asking me to see this 62-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Petra has been having ongoing problem with nasal congestion and stuffiness for more than 15 years, period. She has some bouts of sneezing with some itching in her ears and nose, period. There is occasional headache and occasional shortness of breath, but no wheezing, period. There is no history of any asthma or any emergency room visits for any pulmonary problems, period. There is minor cough without any significant wheezing, period. She's a non-smoker, but there is a dog in the house, and that she certainly wants to make sure there are no ongoing allergies, period. She does have ongoing pain in her right hand and right extremity, and there was obvious low-grade swelling, and she seemed to be complaining more of pain in her hands than nasal symptoms, period. And she also displayed a significant anxiety about her health, and complained of not able to sleep well and having occasional headaches and other non-specific symptoms like earache and fatigue, period. I was able to review her lab work done 3 months ago, and it all appears to be normal, period. There is a history of possible cockroaches in the in her home, and pest control coming to clean it up, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 62-year-old female who was constantly complaining of pain in her hand and was moving and shaking, period. She's mildly obese. Chest exam was normal. Nasal passages are mildly obstructed with enlarged inferior turbinates. No polyps were seen, period. Rest of the exam did not exhibit any abnormal findings, period. I discussed with her, with the help of a Spanish interpreter, in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. New paragraph, allergy testing revealed a significant reaction to Bermuda, two grasses and walnut tree, and that probably is indicative of allergic rhinitis due to spring time pollens, period. Interestingly, she did not exhibit any positive allergic reaction to dogs, mites, or cockroach, period. I believe most of her nasal stuffiness and some congestion is due to springtime pollen allergies, and I recommended number one Allegra and Nasacort and she should do quite well, period. In a new paragraph, in any event, she was very nervous and very shaky after the testing, and was sweaty, and I believe that is due to anxiety or some other some other problems. Eventually, she calmed down within about 10 or 15 minutes period, but she continues to shake her right hand and complain of pain. And I told her I will recommend appropriate specialists for this problem period. She may also be having some sleep apnea because of her mild obesity and sleep problems, and I'm sure you will be able to recommend appropriate specialists to investigate this particular problem, period. My final diagnosis, mild to moderate allergic rhinitis, number two, positive allergy reaction to walnut tree and grasses, number three, anxiety. Number four, persistent right extremity pain and other non-specific symptoms. My treatment plan, number one, Allegra, one tablet daily for the next few weeks. Number two, Nasacort, two puffs once daily. And this should relieve some nasal congestion. Number three, I'm recommending that you refer her to number one, a rheumatologist or some other medical specialist for her extremity pain. Number four, certainly she may need a sleep study to make sure there is no obstructive sleep apnea. Number five, certainly she might get some help from a counselor for her anxiety, period. This was all discussed with her, and I told her to give me a call anytime with any obvious allergy-related questions, period. Overall, I hope she should do well in future. I have asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Petra Morales. Thank you.